So we're standing near Bayou Bienvenue in the lower Ninth Ward of the city of New Orleans. And this is an area that has been targeted for coastal wetland restoration, more specifically the restoration of cypress swamps. So the area we're looking at now is open water. It almost looks like a graveyard in a sense. You know, you've got old cypress trees that are no longer alive. But in the 1950s and earlier, this was a cypress forest. It changed over time. It's been impacted by a lot of factors, subsidence, hurricanes, the construction of the MRGO, saltwater intrusion, herbivory by nutria, even logging. So what we did here is we used historic information. We looked at photographs, we had written accounts of what the area looked like, and then we compared that to what happened over time. And so our target is to really restore it, bring back what was here before it was damaged. And so that's why this area in particular is targeted to be restored as a cypress swamp. So we would dredge material from the bottom of the Mississippi River, deposit it via a pipeline in this area. We'd build up the bottom, and after a period of time, when it settles down, we would come in and put cypress vegetation on it. Closer to the levee system here will be a little bit higher for swamp vegetation, and then it'll grade down towards the lake where it would be more marsh, lower elevation, intertidal grasses. Those plans all work together to try to restore the whole system. So what our steps are now is we have a report that's been provided to Congress, and so they have to make a decision on whether or not to appropriate funds for it. We also have a partnership that we have to sign up with the state of Louisiana, or perhaps a local entity like the city of New Orleans, where we would share in the cost. If those details are worked out, my role and the role of some of our team at the district would be to actually design the project. Right now we're at a feasibility level, about a third of the way to having a plan that can be built. We'd really like to sit and work with some of the biologists and the ecologists and other interest groups that would like to see the area restored and come up with a true landscape design on how the project would be constructed, the exact placement of plants. You know, it's not just going to be a carpet of material. You want it to look like a natural system. And so there'll be tidal creeks and bayous that may connect to the larger Bayou Bienvenue. All of those details are yet to be worked out. And so that's a nice next step for us. And then ultimately, you would go to construction. A project of this size could take a year to possibly 2 years to build. And then it's a long-term endeavor for us. And the plants go to work and do their duty. Part of the plan is not just the reconstruction or rebuilding and restoration of wetlands, but to put in a boardwalk system so that families can come out and enjoy it, school children can come out here and learn, people can just have an opportunity to see what a wetland, literally in the heart of the city, can look like when it's restored. So far in Louisiana, we've done a lot of marsh restoration and barrier island restoration, and we've done shore protection to stop wave-driven erosion, but we've not rebuilt a cypress swamp yet. And what we're really after here is to demonstrate that you can use all of these techniques in combination to achieve swamp restoration, and that would be a first-of-its-kind effort. So as a priority, that's an interesting way of looking at this. It doesn't mean that this wetland is any more important than the one next to it or one across the state. It just provides us a set of challenges and opportunities that we can learn a lot from and then apply on a much broader basis.